Legends!
Africa, Asia, dinosaurs alive and well. You name it, it lives here at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park.
Welcome to A Spoonful of Podcast, where we dive into the magic of Disney destinations, searching for a great big beautiful tomorrow. Broadcasting from the backside of water.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 183 of A Spoonful of Podcast. I'm your host, Evan Dickens, here with my co-host in crime, Mr. Brian Galloway. Brian, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. I don't know why. For some reason, I've been thinking about Boog Powell and crab cakes and, oh, yeah, now I know. We have a very, very special guest tonight, and this is a very interesting one for me because we have a person who's been part of our community who Evan and I have never had the opportunity to meet before tonight, Shane Perry, who is joining us from Maryland. And he reached out to us and wanted to come on, and we found a slot for him. So I think this is great. Shane, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys actually did an episode with friends of mine, Patrick and Jennifer Lindstrom, and I just got hooked and listening to you guys ever since. In fact, it's kind of like a family thing now. My kids all play travel sports, and whenever we go anywhere, we listen to your podcast. So we've been busting
through. That makes it worth it, Brian.
Yeah, I know, and we love we love the Lindstroms. They're great too. They were fantastic. Yeah. This is awesome. I'm really happy that we were able to make this happen.
We love the family thing. That's heartwarming. Thank you.
Yeah, it's funny. I think they're more excited than me. They like said, "Can we jump on?" And I'm like, "No, you're not jumping on. You're going to bed." But
How about this? Tell us their first names, and we'll give them a shout out.
Okay, so I have a 14-year-old daughter, Layla, and then a 10-year-old daughter, Johanna, and then a 9-year-old son, Sawyer.
So Layla, Johanna, and
Sawyer.
And Sawyer. Okay, shout out to y'all three. And yes, I said y'all, so how about that?
which is the one that likes crab cakes?
Layla likes crab cakes. The other two like crab meat, but not necessarily crab cakes.
So. Okay, yeah, okay. Awesome.
I have a Maryland thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you live in Maryland, you don't like crabs. I don't know. You might as well move. I mean, I don't understand, but you know. But so let's start off. I know he was there recently, so let's let him talk about that. But afterwards, I think we have some other questions we want to ask him.
Yeah. So Shane, just start with like your dates, your check-in, check-out date, where you stayed, and you know, don't give us a day by day what you did and all that stuff, but maybe some highlights or things from the trip that really stuck out to you or things that you did this time that you maybe haven't done before. And we can just start there.
Yeah. So this was a really weird trip for us. My in-laws are DVC members, original DVC members at Old Key West. So, and Vero. So they own at both.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've been going since I got married to my wife, and kind of last minute, one of them got sick and they weren't able to go. So we ended up taking my mom with me, and she always swore she would never go to Disney. So this was like a unique trip for us. We were down there for Martin Luther King. So it was January 14th through 19th. We were booked at Riviera. We had a one bedroom for my mom and her boyfriend. And then my family stayed in a two bedroom. So
nice.
Yeah.
So I was there the day. So the day you left was the day I got there, I think, or something. That's okay. Now I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we almost crossed paths, and we were originally going to just do normal passes, but my mom's military. So at the last second, we were able to switch over to the military salute passes, which was a huge saving for us and actually allowed us to do park hopping. So it was kind of a nice switch in that point.
Have you ever stayed at Shades of Green?
We have not, because my mom swore she would never go to Disney. So she never wanted to go. So, and then with the timeshare, we've always stayed, you know, at the DVC homes.
So. Yeah.
That's awesome. Riviera, right?
Yep.
What, first time there?
This is our second. It's actually second like time. top three hotels for us at Disney. We absolutely love it. And for a really funny reason, in all of the two bedrooms and three bedrooms, there's two showers in the extra bathroom. And with a family of five, that can mean the real difference of getting out of the hotel room early in the morning. Because, you know, five people sharing one shower, two showers can be tough. So we like the Riviera because of the extra shower.
I like
two,
that.
Yeah, two people sharing one shower is tough. I was we had a big crowd, and one day I had to, or actually maybe one night or two nights I had to share a bathroom with Taylor, and she had more things on the counter than I could ever believe. I was like, what? You know, so
yeah. Didn't have room to put a pill on the counter. Yeah,
exactly,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really wish Disney would do that more of their deluxes. Because, you know, in the two bedrooms, technically they can sleep, what, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 people. And for two showers for nine people is, like, tough.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's really tough. You have to, you know, it's a waiting game, especially if you had a meal that night that everybody got, you know, maybe too much chili or something, too. That's another thing.
Yeah. So we really like the Riviera because of that. And honestly, we booked it more so because our general rule of thumb at Disney is we always want to have two modes of transportation. So we only try to stay at hotels that have two different modes of transportation. So we stayed there for the Skyliner. It turns out the Skyliner was going to be down for most of the trip. So that was unexpected. But
yeah, I know.
So what are some of your highlights of Riviera that you, I mean, you said the bathroom thing, but is there anything else that sticks out that, you know, you mentioned top three, which we'll ask you a little bit later what those top three resorts are, but why do you put it into that top three?
I just think it's a very comfortable resort to me. Like, I like that there really isn't like a traditional lobby. It's more of like a modern lobby where the people are just kind of standing around with their iPads. So it feels more inviting to me, not quite as stuffy. I think the pool's amazing. The views are great. The Skyliner being right there is awesome. I also think their quick service, even though it's small, is one of the better quick services at hotels around Disney. I find their quick service really good. So I don't know. I just like it. I like the feel. It has good artwork. The murals of Peter Pan and Tangled are just gorgeous.
Oh, the tile, the mosaics. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. So,
I have to tell you, I when Evan and I first went to tour it, I was like, I'm not sure about this place. You know, I wasn't 100% thrilled. I went again with my wife, and I liked it a little bit better, but it still wasn't exactly what I was thinking, because I'm a big Wilderness Lodge fan. I like that. I love that lobby. I think that's part of, you know, the ambiance. But I will tell you, I had that feeling after I was done, man. I said, this is a great resort. I love this place. And I will go back again in a heartbeat. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, they were really good to us, too, because I had forgotten the call ahead and asked for rooms close to each other. So when I got there, we did mobile check-in, and when I got there, I went to the front desk and say, hey, is there any way you can get us close to each other? They're like, well, we can't really get you close to each other unless you want to switch rooms tomorrow, but what we can do is get you checked in right now. So we showed up, and they gave us a room within like 20 minutes of being there, which was nice because we have awful luck at Disney where normally our rooms are not ready until 4 o'clock. So it was nice to be able to drop our bags off. And we get food delivered. This was the first time we used Aldi's to get food delivered, but it was nice too to be able to just take our food right up to our room and put it away.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, food delivery service, Brian, you do that too, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We use WeGo Shop, but I mean, so Aldi did that, huh? I didn't know that they have a delivery there.
Yeah, we used to do Garden Grocers, and then we did Safeway once or twice, but Aldi's is like by far the cheapest, so that's why we went that way, and it. It was good. Everything was there ready for us right when they said it was going to be. And we eat a very specific diet now because, my wife has some back problems. So we try to eat certain things to try to keep the inflammation down. So it's like nice because that's where we shop here. So it was nice to be able to know we were getting what we normally get, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Aldi. Yeah. That's a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your mom's first time, said swore up and down she would never go. Give a summary of that. What did she leave better than how she arrived?
Yeah, you know, we were so nervous about it, and it's probably the reason we never invited her, because we were like, we don't want to ruin it for us because, you know, like it means so much to me and my family that we're like, we just didn't want her to ruin it. But she, about a week after we got home, she called me back and she's like, you know what, Shane, I would go back to Disney if you invited me. It was a lot of fun. So I think we won her over. She had a really good time. She always was commenting on how clean things were because we had gone to Busch Gardens last year with her.
Yeah,
and she was just very turned off by that. So I think she thought Disney was that, and she had no idea how cool Disney was. And she was just really amazed by how clean it was and how friendly everybody was. And yeah, she had a blast. I mean, I couldn't have went any better. I mean, I couldn't get her on Cosmic Rewind, but we pretty much got her on every other ride. Tried to get her on Cosmic Rewind, but she would not do it. So
that's funny. But now, what was her favorite park? Did she tell you which one she liked the most?
I would think she probably liked Epcot the best because she's it was Art Fest, and she like is kind of an artist. She does it as her retired job now, so she like really enjoyed walking around and seeing all the art, and she likes food. And she's an immigrant, so we stopped in Germany. We had a really cool experience in Germany. She went and got a Christmas ornament there, and she was born in Stuttgart, Germany, so she speaks fluent German, and she was just going back and forth for like 45 minutes with the people there speaking in German, which
that's so awesome. That's so awesome, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I would probably say Epcot. I think Epcot or Animal Kingdom. She loved Flights of Passage.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I think, you know, it's hard pressed to find anyone, Brian, and you probably experience this too. And I've had some family members since we've moved to Florida that have been to Disney that have never been ever. And, you know, and I've had a friend, you know, one of the listeners, Joel, who did a trip report recently with us. You know, I really have not had someone that I know personally go to Disney World and just say, well, that was the worst thing I could have ever done in my entire life. I would have rather been in a dirt hole for 5 days. You know, it may not be your thing. I mean, like, you may not choose to do that as much as us crazy people do, but I don't see a lot of people that absolutely hate it. And I think that's a testament to Disney. Like you said, the cleanliness and maybe some of the restaurants and the experiences and that kind of stuff. And then my second thought was that little touch right there of the fluent speaking German and then speaking with the cast member from Germany. That's the little stuff like that that makes it different too.
Yeah. And we had to go to Germany because I had to get my caramel butter bar and my pretzel.
Love that pudding. Thing.
I mean, I had to. She got caramel popcorn. I think Germany has some of the best sweet snacks around. That caramel shop is to die for. There's not a bad thing in that store. So
I agree too.
No,
yeah, you can't. No, so you can't go speak German to people at Peppa Pig World or anything like that, right? That's it doesn't work. You only at Epcot. That's what's cool about it.
You can try.
Yeah, it was cool too because the grandkids got to see her do it, and they were like, "I didn't know she could speak German." I'm like, "Well, yeah, she's from there, so she can speak German." So
yeah, that's so cool. What else from this trip, Shane? Like any other highlights?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good cast experience. Again, my daughter is a huge Stitch fan, so she bought some Stitch ears, and we lost them on a ride in Epcot. We don't know where, so we went to guest experiences, like one of the kiosks, and they called probably 15 different stores. Like, we went through everything we did. They just went out of their way, and eventually they took us to the, I don't know what it's called, but it's the actual guest relationships at Epcot near Spaceship Earth.
Yes, I know what that is, yep.
And they found our ears. So somebody had found them and turned them in. So that was a real big highlight for us. She was really upset about losing her ears. And that was pretty cool that they went out of their way. I mean, they probably spent 45 minutes with us trying to find these ears, which was nice. So that's another Disney trick.
They're the best. They're the best. They're lost and found is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they do it. You know, and we gave them like a picture of the ears off our phone, and that's how they tracked them down. So it was cool to be able to get them. That kind of made her day. Food was obviously excellent. We did a little different, you know, because we've been trying to eat a more organic kind of clean diet. So this was the first time we've been to Disney since we've kind of changed our diet. And we were really nervous about that because everywhere else we eat out, our stomachs kind of hurt now. But I got to tell you. I always thought Disney had higher quality food, and now I know for a fact, because not one of us had an upset stomach the entire time. So we knew everything was fresh, because we can kind of tell right away now when something's not fresh. So,
did you go to Sunshine Seasons? Where'd you go?
So we ate at first day. We broke our cardinal rule and we made dinner reservations inside a park the day we arrived. So we ate at Jungle Navigations for the first time. We had never eaten there.
Okay, Skipper's Canteen. Yeah.
So that was actually really good. My kids were a little disappointed because they think Disney World has the best chicken tenders, and the chicken tenders there are not Disney chicken tenders. So for anybody who's listening, if your kids like Disney chicken tenders, that is not the restaurant
to go to. They're a little bit more authentic, I guess.
Yeah. They're just different battered. I would assume they're like you said, a little fancier, you know?
Yeah.
But we had the falafels and the catch of the day, and it was really, really good.
Yeah. That's a very good. That's my favorite restaurant in Magic Kingdom. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Side note there. What, since you've changed the diet and you're doing organic, what, name a couple restaurants that served you well for that diet, like that.
So you know,
put in your top.
We didn't really worry about the whole organic thing, but we were just trying to find things that like were a little bit more vegetable heavy and a little less protein heavy. So we went to San Angel too. I think that's what
San Angel Inn.
I'm awful with name, guys.
It's okay. That's all right.
Don't worry.
And they had an excellent vegetarian tostada that was like really, really, really good. I would order that 10 times again. It was so, so good. But Disney, like always, it seems like every restaurant has a vegetarian option, a chicken, a steak, and then something kind of plain. So there's always an option for you if you're trying to look to eat a little healthier. So we just, we didn't necessarily pick restaurants based off of that, but we picked menu options off of that, you know? So
that's good.
So we have our favorites too. You know, when you're in Disney, you got to hit up your favorites.
What's your go-to favorite restaurant?
Oh, favorite restaurant's probably Ohana's, but we couldn't get a reservation there. I would eat at Ohana's every day if I could.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be as big as the Poly, but I would. Yeah, so Ohana's is probably that, and Garden Grill are our favorite two restaurants. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you go to Garden Grill?
No, we couldn't get reservations again. We like, since there was the last minute switch, my in-laws weren't going to get tickets to go to the parks. They were just going to do resort days. So we didn't book any reservations inside the parks. So then when we got there, we had to try to start getting reservations. So, and since it was my mom's first time, we didn't want to do like the 5-2 reservation trick. We wanted to actually get 7 people at a table.
So exactly. That's tough. Yeah, I know. It's tough. Yeah.
But we were able to get a dinner reservation every night but one night while we were there. So we got lucky at least being able to get something every night. So it wasn't that busy at all for us.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. So your go-to restaurant is Ohana. Did you go to any breakfast or brunches or anything like that?
Yeah. So we went to Kona cause we had a Magic Kingdom day. So we were like, let's get an early Kona breakfast. And then we can jump on the monorail and get right to the Magic Kingdom. So, we went there, we had a really good breakfast. The Tonga toast is a favorite of the family. So,
oh, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we went there and then we hit up Magic Kingdom and we did Tron. This was our first time on Tron. So we were able to get Tron, which was
And nice. Your mom did Tron.
She did Tron. Like I was really surprised. Cause she doesn't like roller coasters, and she did it and, she loved it. She got off of it and said it was fantastic. So,
Couldn't believe
I got her on it.
I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed with your mom. You tell her that. Yes.
Yeah, she loved it. She liked that. Flights of Passage, and then her boyfriend Expedition Everest was his favorite.
Yeah, Evan and I are big Everest fans too. I love Everest.
Yeah, we love Everest, and our trick for Everest is we always single ride it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, just that and Test Track, we like the single ride. But we discovered a Test Track trick this time too. We were waiting in line because that's my son's favorite ride. So we always have to do Test Track. We always ask our kids before we go, like, what ride do you have to do today? And we try to make that happen. And he always says test track. So we found out this time that you can skip making the car if you want, and it will save you 15 to 20 minutes in line. All you have to do is tell the cast member when you first get in there, right before they let you in the room to make your car, and say, hey, can I skip making my car? And they'll walk you straight through.
Wow.
Yeah. Save us 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that is actually pretty cool. That is, that's a very cool, that's a very good tip.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to work. I was like, I'm going to ask, because, you know, I feel like as much as we love Test Track, the whole making car thing works for us 50% of the time. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's not, and it's not, you know, it, if you think about, you know, the changes they made from the other version to this version, which I still, you know, they were like very, very minimal. I didn't get a lot of value from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
go ahead, Shane. Sorry.
No, I've never done the old version, so I've only known that version, but it never works for us.
Yeah. And what never works for us is, like, it'll work when we build a car every time, but like on the ride itself, when you're showing you the screens and like what place you're in, that's what hardly ever works for us. You know, you never see what ranking your car gets. Sometimes it doesn't even pop up on the screen. So yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah. So, we're like one of those family that kind of goes too. We're not, that's how we do Disney. I think every day we were at the parks by 9, and every day we didn't leave until 9. So that's kind of
really, yeah. And that's pretty awesome. And you pretty much go ride to ride, walk around. Do you even rest at, well, now somebody's a DVC. Do you ever go to the DVC lounge?
Yeah. So, me and my wife are associate members. So we learned this trip, associate members do not get access to the lounge. So we tried, but we got denied. So
really? Okay.
What do you mean by associate members? Shane.
So because DVC is like a deeded timeshare, mm-hmm. You can add associate members, which aren't on the deed, but they're associated to the account. So I can like call and make reservations.
Gotcha.
I can do all that kind of stuff, but I don't get the perks. I technically don't get the discount and I can't get to the lounge. So,
yep. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I knew it was a deeded real estate interest, they call it. So, good tip there though.
Yeah, so if you want to add somebody, it costs money because you have to get a lawyer and get the deed changed. So the cheap way of adding somebody to your membership so they can still use it is being an associate member. So that's the route my in-laws went. They added us as associate members. But we did not realize that meant we didn't get some of the perks until this trip. So, because they've always been with us. So
Interesting.
Yeah, because we're going to have to do something like that, you know, with put it in our will for the girls and we're gonna have to figure that kind of stuff out, but not yet, but I mean eventually.
Yeah. Well, theirs expires 2048 because they're original. So
the original Old Key West, yeah, but they probably got him at a I have a friend who was that from the original, and you know, Old Key West, and he got it at such a low price. It's just amazing what, you know, how much it went for way back then. It was, you know, it was such a good buy the first couple of years. And then the year when I got it, it was still a reasonable price. I mean, way cheaper than what they're paying now. But it's amazing how much it's changed from, you know, it was like in the 40s or something. I mean, it was really cheap, Evan. It was when they, that first batch.
Yeah. And they're original Vero Beach members too. So we have quite a few points. I mean, too many.
And that's
points.
A tough one. Because see, Vero is a great one because it's hard to get in there.
Yeah.
It's really hard. If you don't have Vero, it's tough. That's a wonderful resort. Have you been there?
Yeah, we've been there. We've actually been to Alani, Vero, and Disney World. So,
Alani.
You went to Alani?
Yeah, we just did Alani last year.
Wow.
We need to do that, a whole separate trip report for that one.
Yeah, because we're that's going to be something we're going to do in the next year or so. Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, it's it kind of reminded me of like being at Animal Kingdom almost, which is kind of weird, but
I could see that. Yeah,
feel of the hotel, you know. But it was a really good trip. I mean, Disney does everything so well, and like it's just, yeah, I mean, can't get wrong going anywhere with Disney. And Vero Beach is also a beautiful, beautiful hotel. So
I the one thing about Vero, I mean, we're totally going off kilter, but that's okay. I like this. One thing about Vero that I loved was waking up every morning and going to see the turtles. Like, there's nothing like that in the world. Like, it was, and my family wouldn't get up. They weren't going to get up. But I was up every morning seeing the turtles hatch, seeing the ones lay their eggs, like it's amazing. It's almost like, how did Disney plan this perfectly? That they come right up and they, it was just so cool.
I will argue that Vero has the best pool in all of Disney too. All of Disney properties.
It's really good. It's a good pool. That whole resort is nice.
I have a problem, and my problem is that I'm now 2.5 hours from Vero, and I can't even find a reservation to go, like a rental. I can't find anything. So, yeah, I can understand. So I need to, Shane, if you're ever having some expiring points that need to rent out, hook a brother up. I will definitely pay for that.
That's funny. I might hit you up for that, Evan, because I don't think we're going to go this year. This, I think, is our only trip, so we're going to have a lot of extra points.
Yeah.
But
cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, other highlights. I would say we got so lucky with lines. It was incredible. Like our Animal Kingdom day, we were able to go straight on Flights of Passage, less than 50 minutes, then go to Safari, less than a half an hour. The only ride probably the entire trip we waited on two waits over 60 minutes. It was a Slinky Dog, which I love Slinky Dog, but that wait is awful to me. Every time we wait for Slinky Dog, I'm like, why are we waiting for Slinky Dog? It's just bad. And we did it at night because I refused to wait for that ride during the day because there's no
coverage. No, yeah, there's no coverage.
It's so hot. Yeah.
Definite design, Imagineering floor there. I mean, that is one. I know other people have said that too, but that area of the park, it's like you're walking into a heat lamp. It's like almost like they made it to be even hotter than normal. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's my middle kid's favorite ride in Disney is Slinky Dog, though. So we always have to do it. So we went and had dinner at Mama Melrose, and my wife actually was pooped. She was like, I'm tired. I don't want to go out. So she took my son and my mom home, and me and my two daughters went and did Slinky Dog, and then we went over to Tower of Terror. And Tower of Terror we walked on to twice, and we could have walked on a third time if we wanted to, but I was ready to go home at that point. So.
Yeah, no, but the walk-ons is great.
Oh, yeah. We love Tower of Terror. My daughter was four years old when we took her to Disney, and she did Tower of Terror four times in a row. And to this day, it's her favorite ride.
Wow.
Yeah, four times in a row, Evan. It was crazy. We were like, you really want to do this? And she's like, yes. So she got on it, was screaming, laughing the entire time. It's like, can we do it again? And it was no wait. So we did it again. Same thing. So we did it again. Same thing. So we did it again. So we did it four times in a row when she was 4 years old. It was hilarious.
What a great memory though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually, I mean, it was always been our dream when we finished our family to get a picture on Tower of the Terror. So the first time we took my son on it, we didn't tell him what it was, and the picture is hilarious because Layla's having the time of her life, and Johanna, my middle kid, is holding on to my wife for dear life, and my son looks like he's going to flat out die. So it's like the best picture ever.
And that reminds me of my friend who told their child, they're waiting in line, and she's like, "What is this ride?" And she goes, "Oh, this is Mickey's Elevators of Fun." And the kid had no idea, so the kid went on figuring it's Mickey's Elevator of Fun. And then, you know, obviously had that same, you know, look on her face when it dropped.
It was funny. I mean, he still won't get on it. My middle daughter, now that she's older, she'll get on it now, but we scarred him for life. I don't think he'll ever ride that ride again. So he refuses to ride that ride. So it's pretty funny.
But, that's hilarious. So, I mean, it sounds like you had a wonderful trip. And did you do anything, any of the activities around the Riviera? Like, did you go play bocce or do anything like that?
No, I mean, we were really, because we knew we probably weren't going again this year. Like, the full focus of this trip was to go as hard as we could for as long as we could and try to get my mom to experience as much as Disney as we could when we were there. So we knew going in that, like, we were just going to go. And that's what it was going to be.
Now you're one that I've seen comment a lot of times about, you know, park hopping and how great it is. So did you park hop and was that the plan?
So originally we weren't supposed to park hop because we were just going to do normal tickets because of the price. And then because my mom's military, the price difference for a park hopper for a military salute is like $100 for a 5-day. So if you don't park hop, it's $100 cheaper. So for $100, we're like, we're going to park hop. So we ended up getting the park hoppers, and I'm so glad. I cannot imagine going to Disney and not park hopping. I really don't know how people do it. Since the day we started going to Disney, we've always parked hop, probably been 19 times and have never not parked hop. So I don't know how people do it. It just seems
hilarious. So you get, which one did you hop? Tell me that. Tell us which you hopped from where to where.
So every day we hop, and this is how we've done it since I've had kids. Every day we've hopped. So Monday, the first full day we were there, we started off in Hollywood Studios, did Star Wars, ate at Woody's Roundup, and then hopped to Epcot to eat around the world and do a bunch of rides. So that was like day one. Day two, we started at Magic Kingdom, did a bunch of rides, and then hopped to Epcot again, which is kind of our go-to hop. We love to end the day at Epcot. We just feel
it's a very smart move. Yeah.
Well, because it's more than a full day park, regardless of what people say. So if you make it like 3 half days, it ends up being like really economical, we think. I don't know.
Here's the big question that everybody always asks: what transportation mode did you use to go to do your hopping? So when you went from one to one, what did you use?
Yeah. So most of the time, the first day we were there, the Skyliner was open, so we used the Skyliner. And man, I wish Disney would put Skyliners everywhere, because I think it's the best form of transportation on Disney property. It's just, it's really nice not being with anybody else. It's really nice not having the stroller, waiting for strollers or our scooters. Not that they're bad. I was a stroller person for several years, but it just seems to work a lot better on the Skyliner because it's continuous. So we use the Skyliner, but all the other times we ended up using the buses, and we didn't have any bus problems this time, which was nice.
So you took a bus from one park to another? I didn't even know they had that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them have it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're usually the very last ones, Brian. So just know that. Like, it's like at Epcot to get to Hollywood Studios, it's like the last bus stop. It's like bus stop 38 or something crazy.
You're walking. That's why I didn't see it. Yeah. That's why I've never noticed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we did Magic Kingdom to Epcot on Tuesday. Wednesday, we did Animal Kingdom to Hollywood Studios. And then Thursday, we did like the funniest hop ever. We did Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Magic Kingdom. So we hopped twice on the last day there because we wanted to catch the fireworks, because my mom caught the fireworks at Epcot. And I always think the fireworks at Magic Kingdom are better. So I said, well, you got to see Magic Kingdom. So we hopped back to Magic Kingdom the last day so she could see them. And she adamantly disagreed with me and thought the fireworks at Epcot were better. So,
ooh.
Yeah, she was adamant about it. At the end of it, I didn't even have to ask her. She turned to me and said, Epcot's fireworks were so much better.
So. It's a great show.
It's a great show. That's interesting. I love. I mean, again, everybody has their preference, and there's certain things that they like. So I could see that. You know, over water is actually pretty cool. Over a castle is pretty cool. You know, it's hard. It's hard. You know, it's like A and A1, right? I mean, they're both great.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because the first time I remember going to Disney was with my wife, and we were staying at Bay Lakes, and my daughter every night would look for Tinkerbell to come down. So I just think seeing Tinkerbell does something to me in a nostalgic way that makes that fireworks show mean more to me. So,
and I think that's what typically when people are talking about, oh, Wishes was better, or Happily Ever After is better, or, you know, this show or that show's better. And I think a lot of times it does line up with which one was the most nostalgic to you, either growing up or for your kids seeing it through their eyes. Because I mean, I only saw Wishes a couple of times before it went away, and then I you know, was a Happily Ever After person. So no matter what Disney comes out with, I may always think that Happily Ever After was the best, just because it holds that place in the heart, you know. Yep. So I think that's how it resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah, and we're arguing such minute things here, right? Wishes was great. It was my favorite. But Happily Ever After is pretty awesome too. So
yeah, I know. So that's the thing. Yeah, I loved Wishes too, and Wishes again has a place. But Happily Ever After was great. I you can't fault it. It's awesome, and they never put bad things out. It's not like they have a bad fireworks show. You know, yeah. They're all good. It's just a matter of the level of good, you know, and how it hits you.
Yeah. So, and we also did a couple of first time rides for us because I knew, like I said, we weren't coming back for a while. And I've been listening to this podcast. So we had to do Country Bears because we had never done it before. So we went and did Country Bears.
Wait. You never, and all you guys never, I did like you until now. No, I'm just kidding. you never did Country Bear. Okay. Would you like it though? Did you like it?
I did. I mean, what's even worse, Brian, is like my wife has been going forever. She's probably been over 40 times and I've never done it either. So you should yell at her before you yell at me.
I'm yelling at her now. What are you doing? And I can't believe that. I mean, it's a classic. It's one of the, you know, but okay, I understand.
It was very good. I mean, it was very good. I enjoyed it. I will say that there was a kid behind us that was kind of really enjoying it. So it was kind of cute, but because you can tell the ride's a little older, it was a little hard to hear some of the lyrics as a result. So
yeah.
I think it's, in my opinion, it's due for an upgrade just because it seems a little tired.
I agree with that. It depends on where you're sitting. We experienced that a couple times ago. It was pretty hard to hear the lyrics where we were. And, you know, I think you have to be positioned well in the speakers. And I wish they just weren't totally overhauling it and they were just updating the speakers and maybe the screens and some of the animatronics and stuff. But, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, if you sat next to me, you would have heard the lyrics. I know them all by heart. So.
Well, that's why
I actually sing along the entire thing. I know we used to have the record of that when I was a little kid, so we used to play it all the time.
I sat next to this guy from New Jersey, and this guy from New Jersey, man, he just would not be quiet. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I really wanted to hear the lyrics too because you talk about how funny they are. So it was a little, I mean, it's hard to get upset about a kid having a good time. So I wasn't get upset, but I would be perfectly okay with them just taking the existing show and modernizing it with better speakers and animatronics, like you said, Evan. But yeah, it was good. And we did Tiki Room. That was the first time we did Tiki Room. And I think I sang that stupid song a million times afterward and still.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
I really enjoyed the Tiki Room. I've avoided it because people told me it wasn't that good, and I don't understand why people don't love it. I think it's a cute little show. And
now, how about you? So you didn't even go when you went to Disneyland, huh?
I've never been to Disneyland.
Oh, I thought you said you did. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, never been to Disneyland. No, so we want to go out to Disneyland. Actually, we contemplated when we went to Hawaii stopping to go to Disneyland for a day, and it just didn't work out, but.
Well, the Tiki Room in Disneyland is a lot different, too. It's because they have a Dole Whip stand in the entrance, so you can actually bring the Dole Whips in the ride. I've never seen anything. That's the only ride that I've ever seen that has something like that.
That's kind of amazing. Do they do the pineapple upside down cake, too, there, or no?
When I was there, they just had straight Dole Whips. They didn't have all the different variations, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That would have made that ride even better, but that song is so catchy, and it's so cute, and... To think that they were able to do that when they made it is kind of amazing too, right?
Yeah, amazing. It is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we get all of our favorites. You know, we're big people mover people. We love the People Mover. Really big Carousel of Progress. My mom absolutely loved that. That's right up the alley. Yeah. So, we had a blast. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I think like this kind of sums up Disney for anybody who hasn't been. My mom and her boyfriend decided not to go on Cosmic Rewind, and we actually went on Cosmic Rewind virtual queue at 8 o'clock. So here's another trick. I don't know if people know this, but if there's a park that's open late, they will open a virtual queue at 8 o'clock for any virtual queue ride. So at Epcot that day, it was open till 11. So there was a virtual queue at 7, 1, and 8. So we got the
really
eight. Yes. Yes, they will open up 8 o'clock virtual queue. So we actually got an 8 o'clock virtual queue for Cosmic Rerun. So her and her boyfriend decided they didn't want to do it. So I was like, okay, we're going to go in. You guys wait at the end of the ride. I showed them how to go inside the ride so they could sit on a bench, you know?
Right.
And when we got off, before we even said anything to her, she's like, I'm so mad I didn't do that ride. Everybody who got off of it looked so happy. Look so happy, so full of joy, and we're dancing and having a good time. And I'm like, hey, that's the Disney experience, Mom. That's why you come to Disney, because you're not going to get that at any other park, you know?
Yeah. Now, they went on Everest, and they went on Tron, and they wouldn't do Cosmic Rewind?
So my mom didn't go on Everest, but the boyfriend did. But they didn't want to go on Cosmic Rewind. She said she was tired. I mean, granted, we were doing 28,000 steps a day. So it was probably close to 9. So I guess she was tired, but she regrets it. She still tells me to this day, I regret not doing it, because everybody came off of that ride looking way too happy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. No, you know what? It happens. And they learn. It's a great ride. It's amazing. And I'm just surprised, because like between the two of them, I would think Tron would be a little bit scarier for somebody if they're not sure, because you see it. Well, maybe because of the fact that you don't even know what you're getting into with Cosmic Rewind. That's probably it.
Yeah, I think it was because she rides motorcycles and Tron kind of looks like a motorcycle, maybe.
So that kind of sums up the trip in a way, huh?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, we had a blast. It was really funny. The day we left, my kids really wanted to get in the pool, so they jumped in the pool. And as Brian knows, because of his trip, when we got home, we came home to 8 inches of snow. Yeah. So we went from swimming in a pool to sled riding in the same day.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. Now, we have some questions we want to ask you. And, so what are your top three resorts now? You know, it seems like you like Riviera. What are your top three?
So I'm going to go Riviera at number 3, Animal Kingdom at number 2. I just think Animal Kingdom, though the location is awful, the view makes up for it. It's just so cool to wake up on a savanna view and see animals. And the restaurants there are incredible. There's not a bad restaurant at Animal Kingdom. It's just the whole – there's some downsides. Walking to the lobby feels like you're running a marathon.
It takes 2 years. I know, yeah.
Yeah. But the view is just – it just puts it up there. And now that my kids are older and we don't have strollers anymore, it used to be bottom two. But now that they're older, we love it. And it's number 2. And then I guess maybe because the first time I ever stayed on Disney, we stayed at a 3-bedroom at Contemporary Bay Lakes. So Bay Lakes is always going to be my favorite hotel, I think, at Disney. The location is unmatched. Being able to walk to the Magic Kingdom, having the monorail right there, the smell.
And that's another one with the extra bathrooms too, right? Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Yeah, that's a big selling point, is that extra bathroom.
Yeah. We love the smell of the Contemporary, actually. We try to find candles too. It's our favorite smell in Disney. I don't know. It's our favorite hotel. I know some people don't like it, but I love it. I think it's the best.
That's my favorite so far too, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, Evan, like, especially with you, because the first time we went, you know, we had a 3-year-old. With having a kid being able to run over Magic Kingdom like that, and even seeing the fireworks at night every night, is magical, right? Can't beat it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, having we liked the Bay Lake view, actually. We'd not done the theme park view, but I mean, the secret hack to that is you just walk out into the hallway and go to the outside staircase, and you can watch the fireworks right there. So we got to do that, and also enjoyed the sunrises over Bay Lake, which were beautiful. So, yeah. I mean, to me, you get everything. You get, and this is, it's hard to do this at a resort, is where you get, you know, with that Bay Lake view, you're kind of immersed in nature, and then also you're right in the heart of everything. So it's, you know, it's a good spot to be. It's one of the, you know, revered spots, that in the boardwalk area, but it's one of the top two, in my opinion, spots to be. And I really love the Contemporary.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. I mean, the theme park view actually is only nice at night. I'll give it to you, Evan. The water view is 10 times better all other times, because, you know, the theme park view during the day, you're really looking at a parking lot and you kind of see Magic Kingdom. But at night, it kind of changes. You can't go wrong at Bay Lakes. We've stayed at the boardwalk too. We like the boardwalk a lot. We find, though, that the boardwalk rooms seem so tight compared to the other ones for some odd reason.
I kind of think, you know, to me, the boardwalk's a little noisy too. I love the, again, I love that lobby. I love the, It's definitely got one of the best front desk concierges of any of the resorts, but
yeah.
It is a little tight. The gift shop is way too small, and there's no, you know, to get like a refillable mug, you have to go outside the resort, onto the boardwalk, over to the bakery. Like, that makes no sense at all to me.
Yeah. And we stayed, another one of our favorites, so can I give a four?
I mean, of course you can.
We stayed at Copper's Creeks in one of the cabins once.
Oh.
And that was next level. We stayed there for when I did the marathon, the Goofy Challenge, and that was like next level too. The only complaint there is really only one good form of transportation is the buses, you know, because you can take the boat over to the Magic Kingdom, but it just didn't seem to work well for us in that trip. Maybe we just had a bad trip.
So did you find when the cabin situation, you're a haul from the lobby, right?
Yeah, we were definitely a haul from the lobby.
Yeah,
but
that's another negative, I would say.
Yeah. We actually got one of the first cabins, though, so we weren't as bad. Like, if you're at the end, that would be miserable. But,
now, did you get woken up in the morning by the boat, too?
Well, so I was there for the races, so I was up at 4 o'clock, 3:30 anyway. So for me, you'd have to ask my wife. I was up so early anyway. I was out the door by 4 o'clock, 4:30 every day. So,
okay.
Well, that's beneficial. Yeah.
We've actually thought about that, but we read something where somebody was complaining about in the morning, all the boats come by and they wake everybody up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how late you sleep. I mean, We're pretty early risers still. I mean, my son gets up at 6:30, it seems like, regardless. So if he's up, I'm up, essentially, especially on vacation. He doesn't allow us to sleep in. So I don't think it would bother us too much, because I don't think the buses – I mean, the boats don't run until probably 8, right, because it's an hour before park opens.
Yeah.
So
you did resorts. We talked about
How about your top four rides?
Top four rides. Okay. You guys are probably not going to agree with me because they're all going to be thrill rides. No nostalgic ones for me, just because top four. So number four, we're going to go with Expedition Everest. Love that ride. Just think it's the funnest thing in the world. Love sitting next to somebody that I don't know that's never been on it. And when you get to the top, they're like, where the heck are we going? And you just go backwards. No better experience than that. Number three, I'm going to go with Rock and Roller Coaster, the only upside down roller coaster I've ever done. And I love it. It's a lot of fun. It took me a while to get on it. First time I rode it was like 2 years ago, even though I've been going to Disney for 14 years and love it. Number two, we're going to go with Flights of Passage. It's just what I would consider a life-altering experience the first time you go on it. It's just great.
It is very cool. It's so cool.
And I haven't had a problem yet with the screen. So, I mean, we must have gotten lucky. Like, I know people complain about the screen, but we have not had any issues with the screen.
Yeah, I had one time, and it was – we got, like, the last two Banshees, you know, on the right. So we were on the edge. You know how sometimes if you go on Soarin' and you get the far right, it's not that great experience? That's where it's bad. I think when people complain about it, you go there. It's not right. You know, if you're still in the middle, like I was just there recently, I went on it. I did not see any fuzziness in the screen, but a previous trip we had that. You know, it was almost like, I don't even know why I wasted my time going on it, because it was just a terrible experience.
Yeah. And that's tough, 'cause that's always a long wait. I mean, even with Lightning Lane, sometimes you can still wait 20, 25 minutes for that one.
Yep.
And then, I mean, Tower of Terror is our favorite ride. As a family, pretty much, Tower of Terror is right up there. We have Tower of Terror shirts, ears, coffee mugs. Tower of Terror is just, it's pure joy for us. So, love Tower of Terror. That's my top.
Well, I'll argue that, Shane, Tower of Terror is a thrill ride, but it's pretty nostalgic. It's got a following like a Haunted Mansion or a... you know, those type of things. So I think that counts for your nostalgia and for your family and that kind of stuff. So I'll give you that credit there, you know?
I'll take it. I mean, it's so funny too, because the oldest daughter that would ride it over and over again, just recently she started watching the pre-show, and the pre-show is like one of my favorite parts. She would close her eyes and have me cover her ears for so long. And I love the pre-show. think the pre-show is the best part.
So are you a Star Wars fan?
Oh yeah, huge Star Wars fan. So like I think Rise of Resistance is amazing. It's just I would probably put that in the top four if everything worked every time you get on it. Seems like every time you go on it, you know, every time you go on it, there's something missing. Like maybe the thing that really gets me is when the guns don't move in the gun room. Cause that like kind of,
yeah, they haven't fixed that yet. And that's going to be a while. They might not fix it. I don't even know. Cause they're gonna have to shut it down for a while to fix that. And I don't know when they're going to do that because it's hard to shut that down when people are on a trip and they expect to go on that. Just like the Yeti on, you know, like those things might not ever get fixed. It's sad, but it's the truth. They just might not. It's just, I don't know how they do it. The one that, you know, good and bad about Disney, it doesn't shut down very often.
Yeah. And I think if I had never done it when that hadn't worked, when it did work, it wouldn't have changed. You know what I mean? It wouldn't matter. But since I've done it a couple of times when it did work, it just...
The first time you see that, you're like, wow, that's so cool. That gun
room is something else. You feel like you're actually on a ship in that gun room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I ask you that because you guessed where I was going with that. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did Rise of the Resistance not make it? Because, you know, that's one of our, you know, top two still. I mean, but you're right. That is a great point when everything's working. Because a lot of times something's not. Sometimes you get shuffled through, you do the hologram room, and then you just go right past the ship, you know, whole experience, which is almost my favorite part of the ride is that. So, you know, I don't know. It's upsetting, but you're right.
Yeah, I mean, when we got on that ride, I remember we get on the transport ship, and then we come out and see all the stormtroopers, and my mom was like, how the heck did we get here? And you're right. That's like one of the best parts. So if you do that ride and you don't get that, it's like, how can you not experience that? So Rise would probably be number two. If every time I rode it, it was like the first time I rode it and everything worked. But every time we've ridden it since like the first time, something hasn't worked. So,
you know, it's funny. Like, so I got to, when I was there on my last trip, I took two of my sisters there and their friend who had never been in, they're big Star Wars fans. And I was hoping, I'm like, oh, please, you know, at least everything work. And I will tell you that everything worked except for the guns. All the other things that should be happening, they happened. And I was really happy because you just don't know. And I was in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, man, you know, and even to the point where when we went into the stormtrooper room, they let us stay there for a little bit. And then when we went in line after that, the cast members were really tough on everybody. And I love that. I love it too. When they're trying to rush, they're not as – I loved it, the fact that they were real tough on everybody. That made it so much more fun.
Yeah. I mean, we love that whole Star Wars area. We usually go there, and that's about the only time we kind of slow – one of the few times we slow down and take it all in, because it's just – man, they just did such a good job there. It's so immersive. You feel like you're there. Smuggler's Run's a great ride too. I think if you're a pilot, it's – got to be top 6-7 rides at Disney. If you're not a pilot, it goes down a little bit.
It goes down a lot.
Yeah, and
especially if the person piloting is terrible, and then you just all the whole time you're like jolted around all over the place.
I mean, we're big Hollywood Studios fans. I think there's some issues with Hollywood Studios, like as far as you feel like you're walking a lot because there's not a lot of easy alleyways to get to other parts of the park. But it just has some of the best rides in Disney right now, overall. And we like love the tater tots from Toy Story Land. That's a must-do food snack for us too. So that's like another one of the things that we like beeline to.
That Woody's Lunchbox?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. They are very good. You're right.
So
That's awesome. That's awesome. And now, how about? Okay, so we talked about resorts. We talked about. Let's put your parks in order. Your four parks, you know, you obviously, I doubt you're going to pick the water parks, so let's not pick them, but the four parks.
Okay.
Put them in order.
Okay. So, don't kill me for this. I think Magic Kingdom's going to come in dead last. It's a great park. So being dead last on this list is no shame, but it's just for us. It's just not one of our favorites. You know, there's really good nostalgic rides there, but to me, there's just better parks. Number three, I'm going to go with Animal Kingdom. Love Animal Kingdom. I think it's probably the most beautiful park we've ever been to overall. It's just, you feel like you're transported somewhere. It's so nice to just walk around. And some of the experiences there are so cool. Number two, we're going to go Hollywood Studios. And two and one are just so close to me. Like, if you ask me next week, I'd probably switch them. But two is Hollywood Studios. Star Wars area is amazing. Tower of Terror, best ride in Disney. Toy Story Land, though it's brutally hot, is a really cool area to go to. And then for me, Epcot's my favorite park. I would pitch a tent in the World Showcase and live there for the rest of my life if they let me. I think there's no better place than World Showcase. So, and it's frustrating.
It is so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it always kills me when people say, oh, I don't like Epcot. It's kind of boring. Like, what? What are you doing? Give it a chance. What are you doing? Like, why are you not looking around and checking these things out? There's so much to do there and the variation. And every time you go, it's a little bit different.
Yep.
That's what's cool about it.
We love it. I wish my kids were more into the shows around the world. I mean, we make them go once a trip and do a couple of shows with us, and they always whine the entire time. So we joke around. We always want to go without them because we want to just spend the whole day in World Showcase checking everything out. And they
you guys go. You go to the movies. Like which movie? Like so. That's another question. Between the France, China, and Canada, which movie do you like the most?
I like China the best.
Yeah, me too. Good too.
Yeah. I like China the best. I mean, you have to, if you get motion sickness, you have to be really conscious because it can kind of get you a little bit. But I think China's the best. I mean, I think everything in World Showcase is awesome. I don't think there's a bad thing to do in World Showcase. We even went to Morocco this time and spent some time in Morocco, which we normally don't do. Went all the way in the back, look at the henna tattoos, had some good sangria. It's really quiet back there. I mean,
it is very quiet. It's very quiet. It's so well designed too. They designed that the alleyway and the rooms. They're so well designed because it kind of feels like you really are in Morocco. It's really cool.
Yeah. So love Epcot.
Did you take your mom on American Adventure?
We did not. You know, like you talk about it all the time, Evan and I. We really wanted to do it, but we just never made our way there. I don't know why, but we never made our way there.
Well, with her being military, you know, I think. You know, of course, there's different types of military. Some people are really patriotic military. Some people are military just because they were military. But, you know, I would think that it brings out the patriotism in everybody in some way, that show. So I was just curious if you did it.
No, we were going to, but we ended up, it was late. And I don't know, we had Cosmic Rewind. So it just, we went there to get the duck and dumplings because my son wanted to try a duck. So we went there just to get the duck and dumplings. And I was like, well, maybe we can do the show. And we just turned around and went back. Yeah.
It's a great show. You know, to me, I know Evan the same way. It's a must do in that park. And I never get bored with it. Just like the Hall of Presidents. I don't get bored with that ever. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are like, oh, it's boring. No, it isn't. It's really cool. And you soak in how amazing the animatronics are, how amazing everything flows, how great the music is, because the music is amazing on an American Adventure. You know, that's something you just don't realize. Again, no other amusement park does it like that. You're not going to see that at SeaWorld, I'm telling you.
I get so mad when people call Epcot a half-day park. I think it's the park you need to spend the most time in. I mean, there's so many cool things to do at Epcot. We probably spent 40 minutes in the new Moana area. My kids loved it. I mean, loved it. They just were playing with the water for like 40 minutes. And at the end, I don't know how much time you guys have spent there, but at the end there, you can get like four people in a row and really make a huge gush of water. And my son like was talking to people and getting them lined up and choreographing everybody moving the water at the same time. Probably did it for 15 minutes and it made him so happy. And I'm just,
that is so cool, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is. And you know, the Imagineers who did that are probably, if they're listening, they probably want to hear. That's the stuff they want to hear.
Yeah,
you know, that's the one they want to hear because they spent a lot of time making that thing happen. You know, does it get bad rap? Sometimes it does because people expect more. I expect more, but I also look at what was designed there and what went into it. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty goddamn awesome. It is.
you got to do it at night. That's my only thing. Like, that's what I say to people. Well, I think it's a nighttime attraction. I think during the day it's probably pretty cool, but at night it just took it to a whole new level for me. So I would do it at night. And we wanted to ride Tron at night because I thought Tron was good, but I thought it was so quick was my only complaint. And I thought the launch was the only kind of like really exciting part. So I kind of want to go back and do Tron at night because I heard Tron at night is a 10 times
better. It's better. I did both in the same day. And, you know, obviously it was not even hands down. Night was better.
Yeah. I would say too, like for anybody out there, like we, somebody in our party had a little bit of trouble getting into the Tron seat. They didn't put their feet far enough back. So they had some issues getting into it. So if you're at all have like taller, or if you have big calves, like take your time out front and really get yourself situated. Cause it can be a little tricky to get into. It's a unique seat, I think, Tron.
It is, but I think what's cool about it is if you can get in it, it's designed for speed, like for the speed and the air. And it actually does add to the experience. But yeah, the very first time I did it, I did have a little trouble getting in. And then like my back kind of like was all hunched over a little bit too much. And then since then I've had no problem. A couple times I did it afterwards. And I noticed that in the times I was more comfortable, it was a way better ride. The one time I was uncomfortable, I was like, hey, you know, when is this getting over? Even though it gets over in a minute, it was, something was wrong. I wasn't in correctly, or they closed it too quickly. And that could impact. Now they do have those other seats at the end too, that if you don't fit well, they have the last car is more of like just a regular seat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to ride the normal seat if you can, though, because I agree with you. I think that's a part of the ride experience. I just think you just have to make sure your feet are all the way back so that bar that comes in hits you right in between your legs, because if not, it's pressing on your calf and it can be kind of uncomfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think the Imagineers did another great job on that ride too, because that whole complex is just so cool. It's just when you're walking up and you see the ride go by and you're like, wow, this is so cool.
Even they the
did a great job there.
The lockers are so cool to me for some odd reason.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You put them in one side and you have no idea, but they come out on the other side. So cool. I don't know.
It is again great concept, well designed. You know, cheers to the Imagineers who always deserve more credit than they get. People just don't, sometimes people don't stop and smell the roses. And Shane, we always say that, like, you know, stop a little bit and look around and see what's there, because the designs that these people put their heart and soul in these rides, and the littlest, smallest detail is there, you know, and you don't see that even in the, you know, it's funny. I saw somebody say this, oh, you know, look at the design in the bathrooms. It is the truth though. If you ever go in some of these bathrooms, like the design's amazing, you know, and you think that you would care less. Like sometimes you don't even notice, you just want to get in there and get out. But even the bathrooms, like the Tron bathroom, all the bathrooms are really cool.
Yeah, that Tangled bathroom's the best in Disney World.
Isn't that right, Brian?
Yeah. The Morocco's men. My number. The bottom one is the Morocco men's bathroom. I don't know why it smells so bad, but it smells so bad. It just always does. But then right there, right after that is Tangled, man. That place is like, I mean, you could, I don't know what, something's wrong. And I know the women's bathroom I heard is great, but not the men's bathroom. It's not, it's definitely not.
We, top five. Yeah, that's probably the worst bathroom on property. My mom stopped at every bathroom in Disney World. So she could tell you, it was like, she had to go to the bathroom probably 500 times. It was so funny. We probably hit every bathroom in Disney World while we were there. So,
well, on the last trip we went to Tom Sawyer Island, and I never knew there was a bathroom in the fort.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you can't even get, like, you can't even open the door if somebody's like washing their hands.
Yeah, it's
small. It's so small. But it is pretty cool. I didn't even know that existed. Yeah.
Yeah. We got my mom to try the Beverly too. That was pretty hilarious. We took her in Epcot. We're like, yeah, we're gonna try some sodas from around the world. And we were like, the Beverly's everybody's favorite. You're going to love it. And like, her and her boyfriend try it, and they kind of look at each other and then look at us like they don't want to tell us how awful it is. And then we all start laughing, and we were like, what's so funny? I'm like, it's the worst tasting soda in the world. And it's like, thank God, because it was awful. And we thought you guys really liked it. So
that's good.
No, that's great. No, Club Cool is great. You know, it's, you know, it's funny that they don't make in Italy, they don't make Beverly anymore, I think, from what I heard. They only make it, Epcot kept it alive. I think eventually over there, even it didn't sell, because at one time it was popular, and so they don't, but they keep it alive at Epcot.
I think we can all agree it's okay if it dies. Nobody will be sad to see the Beverly.
But you know something? There's still the fun of all doing it. We always like, it's up to say, let's go have some Beverly. We do it. Wah! But you know what? It wouldn't be good if we went and liked every soda. I don't know if that would, that wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah. It's pretty awful though.
So it, Brian, is. Anything else for Shane as we kind of wrap it up here?
No, I think this has been an awesome episode. I think it's great to see somebody who's such an enthusiast like us. And Shane, we're gonna get you come back on. I think you had a lot of insight, and we do like that. So, but I also love the fact that you reached out, and Spoonies, you know, take it from Shane. You know, it's not, we're not, we don't bite. You reach out, we'll get you on eventually. So, we loved it. We love the fact that people want to come on.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, Shane. I appreciate you finding the time to do this, and I'm so glad that you were able to do it.
Yeah, thanks for letting me come on, guys. It was fun. I love doing stuff like this. Anytime I can talk about Disney makes me happy. And yeah, it was great. Appreciate it. I'll keep listening. On the way to soccer tournaments, you're our go-to listener. So.
Well, yeah, thank you again. My closing remark is, we are definitely having you back on for sure for Alani. We got to hear from your eyes how that trip was. So, okay. We'll plan for that. But yeah, Spoonies, if you want to keep the conversation going, go to our Facebook group, A Spoonful of Podcast, Spoonie Nation. You know, this is where Shane was, one of the first places he messaged us was on our page there. So you can go there. And if you're interested in coming on the show, just like Shane did, reach out to us. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email us info@aspoonfulofpodcast.com. Also, please do not forget to rate and review the show, whether that's Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you may listen. So, without further ado, broadcasting from the backside of water. Until next time, we'll see you then.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to A Spoonful of Podcast. You can find show notes, ways to follow us on social media, and all episodes on aspoonfulofpodcast.com. Now that you've experienced the magic, it's time for the most dangerous part of our podcast, the return to civilization.